Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. The latest on potential new dust standards from EPA, right after this.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV, to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
Ashley Lyon, who's Deputy Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, pretty well summed up their fears about 10 days ago.
When the administrator says that, you know, she has not proposed a rule yet and they have no intent of regulating dust, farm dust, we take no comfort in that statement of hers because of the path that they are currently on.
The fears that we're referring to is that while Lisa Jackson, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, has said several times she has no intention of moving forward with dust standards on agriculture right now, her staff seems to be intent on making that option available. In fact, as of yesterday afternoon, they have completed their final policy assessment for the review of particulate matter National Ambient Air Quality Standards staff report. According to Tamara Thieves, Chief Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, this policy assessment is an important document in the regulatory process that set forth the EPA staff's advice to the administrator about the regulation of dust. It's a 458-page report that concludes the currently available information clearly calls into question the adequacy of the current standards and that consideration should be given to revising the suite of standards to provide increased public health protection. In the final policy assessment of this 458-page document, agency staffers determined that EPA Administrator Jackson would be justified in either keeping the current standard or tightening it to a level that would be essentially twice as stringent for much of rural America. Tamara Thies says the good news is that the policy assessment includes options rather than simply a hard-line recommendation to make the dust standard more stringent. Bad news is EPA can still choose, Ms. Jackson can, to regulate dust in a way that would put a stranglehold on rural America. According to Tamara Thies, dust is a part of the way of life, really, in rural America. Cattle ranchers work hard to provide safe, nutritious food for this country and abroad. Finalizing a rule that results in heavy fines for creating dust simply by driving down a dirt road or herding cattle is unacceptable. She says that if EPA Administrator Jackson is serious when she says EPA is not working against agriculture, she needs to prove it. Interesting thing is that this final policy assessment states that the two standards are essentially equivalent in terms of health protection. But some of the administrators, some of the staffers within EPA, clearly they've got an agenda, and that agenda is to be as hard as they can, it seems like, on rural America. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, Express Ranch's Grass Time sale's coming up Friday, April 29th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma at 12 noon. Got 750 head they'll be selling, including 125 Angus bulls, 150 spring calving registered Angus females, 50 fall calving bred heifers, and a whole lot more. For more information, you can give them a call at 1-800-664-3977 or go to their website, www.expressranches.com, for more information. Express Ranch's Grass Time sale coming Friday, April 29th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.